Welcome to the July 2nd special meeting of the Board of Kingston. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the court office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentation at the time of your request. Calling to order, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Does anybody know where a flag is?
There's a flag right there.
Yeah, there it is.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have you both had a chance to look over the agenda?
Yes.
Yep, I have.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. So, public comment. As there is no public here, we are going to recess to executive session for approximately 30 minutes, might be 35, to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. And the second one...
It's at the bottom of the first.
It's at the bottom. Oh. To discuss with legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party, when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. So we're going to go upstairs and do our executive session, and we'll be back down for hopefully like 30, 35 minutes. Okay? So I'm going to recess at 8:35. We're resuming our special meeting at 9:09. The next item on the agenda is the revised employee manual. Greg, do you have a few things to say about the employee manual?
Yeah, so the old manual, it was from 2013, and there's any number of things in there that are basically out of date and out of compliance. So what we did was we had a review by our attorney as well as Allstate Insurance Company. They went through the whole thing, soup to nuts, and so there was like FMLA issues and that kind of thing. Yes, we have a meeting going on, sorry, but we'll be back. Yeah.
Unless he wants to be in on it, it's public.
Unless he wants, oh, I'm sorry.
It's public meeting. You can't come in.
Yeah. So I didn't think he was very interested in playing. So this employee manual is updated, and I think there's a couple of things that are definitely they're changing in terms of, let's say, accrual for what you guys might be looking for, the accrual of PTO and the rates at which we accrue at. So has everybody reviewed the employee manual? Have you had it gone over it? Okay. So we just want to make sure that you've reviewed it. If you have any questions, you can come to me, and I'll research the answers. And it is a living document. So the other thing is that's something I wanted to make sure I emphasize, and that's what I was trying to emphasize also for the commission, that all these documents that we have, these are living documents, and they should change over time. So if there's something that people are saying, well, we really don't believe in this, you know, or we want something changed, then we can change it, and it'll be, we'll look at the edits. Usually you review them once a year, and then you update it. But if there's something that we want to change in real time, then we can review it with the commission and submit it, and then they can vote it in, but the employee manual will be approved by the commissioners. And then we just want to make sure everybody signs the page, and then you can turn that in. That's it. It's pretty straightforward. I think one of the things I liked about the new employee manual is the accrual rate starts off for like PTO, for example. It gives you about 2.6 weeks. And in a lot of organizations, what happens is you have to really wait a long time in order to be able to build up to be able to take vacation. So I think it front loads the vacation, and I think that leads to a better quality of life. It will also mean that, you know, you're going to have to take vacation. You're not going to just bank it indefinitely. The caps is 120 hours, and then if you accrue 160 hours, you know, you have potential, if you didn't take any vacation for a year, you'd have 120 hours that you could bank, and then you can accrue 160. so you kept, you know, 380 hours so that you could actually take a pretty prolonged vacation. So it allows you to take a dream vacation or something like that.
I don't understand that. Would you walk through that again?
Okay, so you're capped at 120 hours for accruing, for banking your PTO. Then you accrue your vacation on top of that. So let's just say if the first year you didn't take any vacation, you're going to end the year, well, you'll have to take some vacation because you accrue it at 160 hours right out of the gate. So you have to take 40 hours, you have to take 1 week off. But you could hold on to 120 hours. Then the next year you get another 160 or whatever you're accruing at, which there's a schedule on there. So that's additive on top of the 120 hours. So you could, if you plan to take, let's just say you want to take a big vacation, or kind of a dream vacation, or you just want to take time off, you'll be able to go, you know, up to a 380 hours in a year, the second year, in theory.
But so if you don't take it, then you lose it, and you have to go back down to your 120.
That's right. At the end of the year, you're going to have, so you have to plan to take vacation, and we're going to, so it's not going to be a matter of people are going to, let's say, in the old days, what happens, they used to say, well, you could bank, let's say, well, they didn't even cap it. And so you could just bank and bank and bank PTO, but that's a liability that the port carries on the books going forward, and then eventually we have to cash it out. And so everybody has moved away from that model because the other issue is we want people to take time off, and that's improves your, it really does improve your performance. They studied it.
Be able to refresh.
You refresh and recharge and spend some quality time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but if you have any questions with regard to any of this, and we can review them, and then the other thing is, if you submit the questions to me, we'll get back to you with answers, and then we'll make sure, because maybe everybody has a question about it, so there'll be something distributed to everybody.
So are you suggesting that we should postpone action?
No. I'm saying for them, if they had any questions about the employee manual, and or if there's recommendations, then we'll take it under consideration. So it's a living document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you have any comments or questions now that you'd like to ask? Maybe you all had a chance to look it over. I know it's kind of a long document. Okay.
Well, I think that I'd like to entertain a motion then to accept the employee manual. I think we've classified it as resolution number 06-01-2019.
It'll be 07.
I think that we should probably, revise that to a 07.
02.
07.
No, 0701.
01?
Yeah.
So it's the first one
in this month.
Oh,
it's the first
you.
One in this month, yeah, right. As far as the naming protocol, right? I really appreciate that everyone took the time to look this over too. I think it's really important that that we keep up to date and things like this. And as Greg had talked about, the changes in the Family Medical Leave Act, where that was really kind of absent from the previous employee manual. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have this manual revised. And it seems to be a pretty solid document. In fact, our legal and our insurance company were both involved, and I feel it's quite a benefit for us.
I have a motion on the floor.
I second that motion.
Any discussion? My one point is that I was really impressed by the sick leave carryover.
Yes.
That to me was really, I think it was 1,000 hours?
Yeah.
Because if you had something major happen, you at least had 1,000 hours that you could have carried over to the next year.
Yeah.
That you could potentially deal with something for a period of time if you needed to. But mm-hmm. I was impressed by that.
Mm-hmm. And you can convert PTO to sick. You can't convert sick to PTO. But so you could even, that can be expanded if you have, let's say, you know, however many hours, you can also convert that over. But because things befall you and you don't know, or your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion?
I would like to have had this in my life. Has it?
Yes.
It was much more human.
Oh, when I first started working, I worked at a paper mill, and they didn't have anything like this. It was, you were subject to you know, working day to day sort of thing. So this is, I think, quite a benefit.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes. Our next item is a discussion item. It's proposed contract with All American Leadership LLC to facilitate an all-staff program during 2019 to enhance communication and organizational effectiveness. Mary's going to start this discussion.
I think we've gone through... We've gone through such change over the last year, and we've had people we liked, people we didn't like, things we liked, things we didn't like, and I think my sense is that at times things spiral rather than getting resolved and get worse, and we don't really have good ways of fixing something among ourselves. And so at some point we were talking to legal counsel about it, and that we're, it's been a hard road to hoe. And this suggestion was made that we contact these people, All American Leadership, and that they're, what they do is basically work with teams to figure out, what do you care about as a team? What do you care about in this organization? They're not focused on what's the vision of the organization. No, they're, it's how do you want to do this? And that they'll, the first thing that'll happen is we'll do some sort of, we'll fill out a survey that they have that they said is very, very soul-searching. Each person has to sit and think about, how do I operate? What do I like? What don't I like? And then they'll come back in probably September and do a day and a half of pretty intensive work with us to talk about what they heard in the surveys, and then they'll probably do some interviewing as well. And then... it isn't, and I was really happy about this, for over a year, they will be available to us to keep ironing, well, this, it sounded really good when we said it, but it really is a lot harder than we thought, you know, and help us really establish and know what we've agreed among ourselves about how we're going to operate when there's, when hard things come up, initially, I don't know about each of your lives, but there have deep connection and experience with the armed forces, the people at really high levels who've dealt with, you know, complicated team issues. And I thought, ooh, I don't know, I'm not sure. You know, I kind of backed off. And then I spent an hour or so with the company founder, who'll be the one who would do this with us. An hour on the phone just kind of talking about how he operates and how he sees things. And I thought, no, okay, he's not going to suggest that we all do this every time we talk with each other. So I have made a really strong recommendation to Greg, and that's carried forward to Laura and Steve, that we are, have just received their proposal. So we'll look at going forward, but I think that that is probably the direction we're going to head. And not at this moment, but soon.
I think the commission will be directing Greg to establish that connection. And we highly encourage all of you that when you do get the survey, to please fill it out. They're giving quite a window for, because they know it's not easy to do it. And we're going to be involved too.
Yes, right. That's
so
a good point, right?
It's, everyone's going to be filling it out.
Yeah.
So be honest, be upfront, be, you know, I mean, take the time, because they are giving us this large window to fill it out, and so they can get the best view and know where to go.
One of the things that he shared that I felt really good about when we talked was, I said, you know, a survey, but you know, I had a business doing surveys. I, you can just, you know, kind of not pay any attention. He said, no, he said, what we have found is that people come back later and they say, that was, I had no idea how useful the process of filling it out and the being able to go back in my head and compare how I'm thinking about it now versus mm-hmm. that moment. And he said, he cited one story of somebody who said, you know, I just hated this whole thing. I didn't want any part of it. I was a big one saying, let's not do it. He said, I just want you to know a year later that I'm really glad we did. And he stopped a minute and he said, I love my work. Because obviously that moved him, that even the person who was least into it came back saying they got a lot out of it. So even the part of you, and I think I have a part in me that goes, oh, really? Do we have to? I think we'll get a lot out of this. And at least I certainly hope we make ourselves open to it so that we can.
Okay, so we have another public comment period. Does anyone have any comments?
Wow, I never think of you as the public. I think of you as us.
Our next regular meeting is going to be Wednesday, July 31st, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. up at the Village Green. So I'm recessing this meeting at 9:23. Thank you.